You are now listening to the greatest podcast on planet Earth, Sports Cypher Podcast, where we diagnose, debate, and dissect sports. Cypher up.
Jersey stand up and I'm in the building.
What's good, y'all? This is Ricardo, a.k.a. Maximum, a.k.a. Cardo, a.k.a. the guy with all the a.k.a.s. You are now tuned in to the Sports Cypher. Let's go.
They saved the best for last. This is Blaine, the ace of spades. And we're here to give the people what they want. More of me.
Welcome to another episode of the Sports Cypher Podcast. I am here with the fellas. I am here with Ricardo.
What's happening?
I am here with Blades.
What's going on?
I'm your boy Buddy, and we got a blast from the past, the original OG of the Cypher Boys. We got your boy Jamal back in the buildings.
The only thing you missed was Sports Cypher Champion.
And Sports Cypher champion, and he beat me for each one of his championships in the championship of ours.
And it feels good. It feels, you know, real good. It does.
Oh yeah, you won it twice. I only won it once. Oh.
Yes, sir.
Hold up,
yes,
dog. Sir. Let me bring this in. Jamal has a baseball league, and I'm a three-time.
That ain't got nothing to do with the Sports Cypher, man.
Three times. And current baseball champion. I can't let you one up me, Mo.
Man, it's okay.
But you one up me in football league, though. You one up.
It's good to be here, man.
You beat me in two football leagues this year in the championship, man.
Good for you to be here, man. Hopped in the Sports Cypher time machine.
Yes, sir.
Man, he beat me like throwback Thursday, 212 to like 86 or something. He stumped the motto. I never had a chance.
No, you didn't.
It's like me right now, meeting Beyonce in the street, and I try to holler at her. Never had a chance. Never had a chance.
She said, "Hold up,
guards, security, right. hold up, we was doing that." No, I'm just getting tasered and shit. It's over for me. But
yeah, done.
Well, I guess I'm the only one that won Varel and Sports Cypher.
I don't remember if I won Varel or not.
Yeah, I won Varel before as well.
Yep. And you won Varel this year
against.
You won Varel twice.
Yeah, I won Varel twice. Yeah, and who you beat? Kanan this year? That was Kanan.
Yeah.
Man, Kanan made it to the championship. Ain't that crazy?
See what happens when you don't drop six kickers.
Man, y'all should have pat himself on the back. He the one who motivated that man to stop drafting full kickers.
Hey, Cam, you should have had to get the people what they want queued up, man.
We got it in the theme music at the end.
I know you do. I know.
Yep. But that everybody, Jamal is the current champion. He'll be back. We're probably going to replace a couple people. So let us know if you want to join the league and go against the Cypher Boys and the champ, Jamali Maul, the two-time champ, or the one-time champ, Blaze, and the zero-time champ, Buffalo Bills, me. And Cardo made it to the championship. I ain't gonna lie, Cardo, I thought you was robbed, man, because
of the Buffalo game.
You had Stephon Diggs and Joe Flacco, and you was only down 6 points, and the game got called, and you lost by like 3 points. That was crazy.
He didn't have Joe Flacco.
Yeah, it wasn't
Joe
Flacco. It was last year.
I keep saying Joe Flacco.
Oh, you talking about the DeMar Hamlin game.
I keep saying
Joe Flacco, but I meant to say Joe Burrow for the Bengals. Like, that's crazy. Because the Bengals versus the Bills that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was unfortunate for you.
Man. Yeah, you would have won both leagues that year.
Yeah.
Man, but it's all good, and we here, man. Shout out to Dodge Radio, man. Appreciate that. Check out Dodge Radio and the many other variations of music and other shows they have coming on Dodge Radio. Use your smart device, enable Dodge Radio, and you can listen and enjoy listening to that. Also, check us out. Give us a review on Apple. We very much appreciate it. Y'all give us a 5-star review. Show your boys some love, man. We about to get started, y'all. We about to start off with the bad stuff as we normally do. We have the rest in peace, man. And every death is major, but this one hits different, man. Chris Mortensen, man.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
I grew up watching him on ESPN. 72.
Me too.
He was in ESPN for over 30 years, bro. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 40, so that means I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
The Mort Report and all type of other goodies.
The Mort Report, yeah. Right,
man. Oh, man. People had so many great things to say about this guy, man.
The draft night coverage.
Just mm-hmm. him as a great person, hanging out with Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg spoke on him. He's had a really great time hanging out with him in 2009 and one of the drafts and stuff and behind the scenes. And everybody had a real, like, real super positive story.
He found out Snoop had that boy high.
I'm a run.
Mm-hmm. And then he hit it, but he didn't
allegedly.
Inhale, man.
Right, because he didn't work for Disney.
Right. Allegedly.
And you know, you got to. That's why you got to make sure you give people their flowers, you know.
Money,
you
never know. Yeah.
Right. You never know.
Never know, man. Also, we have Craig Rowe. He was 33 years old. He was a former All-Star player for the University of Michigan. He was one of the standout player there. He got drafted in the NFL, but it didn't last too long. But he died at 33 years old, lost his battle with cancer, had cancer the last 18 months. And family and stuff really didn't know. He didn't want nobody to really know. He just wanted to kind of live his life. Only person who really knew was his wife, and she let it be known that he had cancer and stuff. Like, he really didn't want other people to worry about it and stuff. But 33 years old, man.
Rest in peace.
Cancer, in peace, cancer man. Is a son of Rest a son peace. Of a gun, man.
Oh, ain't it though, man?
Man, that's crazy. And then Cherron Dorsey is a former player of the Cowboys. He was 46 years old, drafted in 2001, played on the 99 Oklahoma Sooners team against Virginia Tech that beat Michael Vick that year for the championship. That was
a great game.
Yeah, that was a defensive man. Vic, oh man, the whole Vic, the 2 points, that's crazy, bro. Because Vic was so electric that year, man.
Like, absolutely.
And they found the elixir to stop him, man. But he that died kryptonite. Of a stroke. Right. He died of a stroke at 46. So stroke took him out. Yeah, man.
All these young people are dying of strokes.
Right. All right, man. So we got this came through the disc. I added this on the list. So we got to see how y'all fellas feel about this. Mike Tyson is set to fight Jake Paul in a boxing match at AT&T Stadium in July. So, Blaze, y'all let me know how y'all feel. I'm starting off with Blaze. What's up, Blaze? 58 years old Mike Tyson versus 27-year-old Paul. What's up?
I don't think it's fair. Like, honestly, a lot of people think Mike Tyson's going to beat him, but Jake Paul is not, he's no slump. He's young. Mike Tyson's 58 years old. You know, I'm 54. I go to the bathroom. I wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom twice. Sorry. No, man. I thought Mike didn't need no more money. I thought he was okay now, but I guess he's. Money's money.
It's going to be shown on Netflix live. It's going to be Netflix third sporting event. First time as a boxer.
Yeah. That's kind of mage. Yeah.
How you feeling?
Go ahead, Cardo.
Oh, I think he's going to take Mike Tyson head off. I'm not going to lie. Like, 58 years old, your reactions are not the same, man. Like, he's really not. Mike Tyson hasn't boxed in how many years?
Since he fought Roy Jones Jr. A couple years
ago. Yeah, he fought Roy Jones.
Ended up in a draw. But he haven't. But that was a celebrity fight. The actual. Go ahead, Blaise. You about to say it? The actual.
Yeah, but that fight, Mike Tyson won that fight.
Yeah,
Mike Tyson won. Was being Roy Jones. He was being Roy Jones. They just drawed it. But
but the actual real fight, I think, was 2007, and he got mollywopped.
Yeah, I mean that's.
But right now, as far as this fight, they don't know if they want to label it as professional or celebrity, so we got to find out soon.
Yeah, that's 17.
How old is Jake Paul?
27. So he's 30 years older than him, man. Like,
man, I'm going to tell you why Mike Tyson doing it, though. He's not doing it for the money. He's not doing it to prove nothing. He's doing it for publicity, to promote his weed business and his merchandise that he sells, because he has he has a weed business and he makes cones and things like that, you know. So I think he's doing it more so for that, because he don't, like you said, he don't need the money. It ain't about the money. Mm. It gotta be something else, you know. I wouldn't be surprised if he come, I wouldn't be surprised if he come out there with trunks and like a tank top with like a weed.
Oh man,
something. Yeah, probably he'd probably do that.
Trump come out with him, yeah.
That's a good perspective, because I didn't I forgot that he had.
And you know, it's Dallas, so you're gonna have a little bit of white powder under his nose too.
That's right. Yeah, he goes into the White House.
He be taxing on it too, man. He be taxing on it on his merchandise.
I never knew he was in that business. Actually, even if I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember when he got into
good product. Good product.
Okay.
Well, so I've been told, you know.
So what you think about the fight, Mo? You think Tyson gonna stand a chance or?
I mean, I think Tyson can probably still pack a punch, but Jake Paul, like, younger and probably more spry and athletic, not athletic, but he's probably a little quicker. Yeah. You know, so I don't know, man. I think Jake Paul, I don't know if he'll knock him out, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Tyson got the puncher's chance still, but it's...
Because it's still Mike Tyson. It.
Yeah,
like,
still got...
Yeah.
You know?
He probably still got some power, but...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we gonna see.
I'll be watching though.
Yeah.
Right. I'll definitely be on Netflix with some popcorn. Get your popcorn ready.
Oh, it's gonna be on Netflix.
Yeah, it's gonna be on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the third sporting event Netflix have the first.
Oh, this is gonna be already described.
Tyson moves very slowly. Oh, he gets hit. He falls.
Oh, my heart.
That's good.
Tyson gets up. He's bitten.
But, okay. So let me ask you this. Would you want audio description with commentators?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's a fair point.
Yes, I'll take both.
That's a lot.
I think I'd want audio description maybe after the fact to like if I want replay it. I don't know if I'd necessarily want it live.
Because you know the commentators don't give you a play by play, so I would want the audio.
Well, it depends how you if you listen to it on the radio, they give you a play.
Right. We watched it on Netflix though. Mm. So yeah. You know, normally in like all like in a football game. The audio
goes crazy.
Give you a play by play like that,
so, but that was on the radio more so than the TV though back then.
Yeah.
Well, I say radio like always scripted, but that. TV not. And, yeah. and this is a visual thing on Netflix, so you probably won't get that play by play.
Yeah, I don't think they'd audio describe live stuff anyway. So because I did other live things, and it wasn't audio described till afterwards. So
no, they did.
It would be nice though. I would like
stand ups.
Yeah, like stand up.
Yeah.
And they just stand up.
And they do a good job of stand-up comedy, like when they moving or whatever they do with their joke. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's all we need is something like that.
Chappelle had me cracking up. Man.
We Netflix, don't need much.
Netflix is really going on sports, boxing and wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Right. I forgot about the wrestling deal. You are right. Yep.
Yeah. That $10 billion deal.
Yep.
I wonder how much they're giving these guys for this. They must be giving them a couple
find
million.
Out when they get
definitely.
I wonder.
Yeah,
because you know everyone's gonna be watching that on Netflix.
That's usually something that would have been on pay per view or something.
Cable
is on its way out. So,
The
wave. That's not the wave anymore.
Yeah, man. One of the promoters, I forgot the guy's name. It's hard to pronounce. He's like, this is gonna be the biggest boxing event in modern day history. So he's promoting it. I forgot the name of the promoting team. He is like Happy Promoters or something like that.
I can see why he said that though, because it's a boxing event coming to you on a streaming service. Like people not like people and not on boxing like they were before.
But I think that's a bigger sign of the decline of boxing than how big this is though.
They're trying to keep up. NFL, I don't like what the NFL is doing at all. But boxing, they're not selling themselves to every platform. Like NFL is, they got you know Peacock and Paramount and Prime and
NFL. NFL want people to make that money. NFL will make that money off of everybody.
They feel like you're gonna watch it regardless. That's what they feel like. You're gonna watch it regardless.
People do.
Well, you know they're gonna. You know they're talking about having another game. 18 games now.
Wow.
So, and the 18th game is gonna be shown on Amazon Prime.
Wow. So if you don't got Prime or Paramount,
well, you gotta watch Prime and watch the Thursday night games anyway.
Yeah, Thursday night games, Prime. Yeah.
Right. So you see how they got you thinking? Like, well, I might as well get primed at least for the Thursday night. Like, that's what they want people to think.
Yeah, they want to capitalize off of every little thing. They want to monopolize.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the thing I don't like is that if you pay for the Sunday ticket, you still don't get the prime games and all the other.
That's not fair.
That's not fair.
Ticket, you should get all of it.
Every game. You should get. Yeah, if you pay for the Sunday ticket, you're paying them $300 a year, a season, and then you're not get you still got to go pay for Amazon to watch it on Amazon.
And they're the only ones that do that because the MLB and the NBA both allow you to watch any game if you pay for it.
No, not with the NBA because Bam.
I thought League Pass.
Nah, you can't watch the game. Like, if it's a local big game in Houston for BAM, it's going to be blotted out.
Oh, because it's going to be on TV, so they don't know local game.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yep.
You know what? Baseball is like
that but too, streaming is different, though, man. Like, streaming, you should... Like, that. They've always done that, though, the blackout restrictions.
Yeah, but I guess
that's always been there.
With the league, I think that's something to do with, like, the channel is showing on...
It is. Yeah. It's the local.
It's the local, the local rights and stuff,
You're right about that, because I can't watch no Marlins or Rays games on the MLB app, even if I paid for the. But that's a good thing about the radio; you can listen to all of them.
Oh yeah, right. That's the thing. Yeah, on the radio you can listen to. So that's the video. The television feed that's blocked out.
So it's because of the licensing agreement by the local companies.
So they pay for it. Still in the college basketball?
You know I am.
Caitlin Clark, bro, passes Pete Maravich to become NCAA's all-time leading scorer. What you think about her game, bro? How you feel about it?
Well, a little foreshadow when Pete Maravich is on my list, but I think that's a tremendous accomplishment for her. I think she's the biggest thing in college basketball since maybe Kentucky was doing, had all of that success. Back with AD.
Since Candace Parker? What about since Candace Parker came out?
Maybe you can say since Candace Parker. But
there's two
Deanna Taurasi. Oh.
There's two females that came before the NCAA started doing women basketball, and they beat the record. There's two of them. I forgot their names, but there's two girls that were in the 70s that beat the record. But they NCAA don't look at the records because they weren't.
They weren't formed yet. So
yeah. But Caitlin, that's a tremendous accomplishment. I mean, they may not win the college basketball championship. I know South Carolina. LSU is always LSU, good. Angel Reese is a beast.
It's another school that's pretty formidable as well outside of South Carolina LSU. I just can't remember who it is.
SEC, baby, SEC.
Yeah, so she did that. Man, anything on the sale on that Blaze Cardo?
No. Y'all said it all. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, watch out for them Gators in the men's side, man. Watch out for them Gators.
What they rank?
We was in the 20s, but we hot right now. We just beat Alabama, who was ranked like 16 or something.
Okay.
But March Madness, man,
it's about making it in. Never know what's gonna happen.
Play your best at the right time of year. Anything can happen.
Aye, man. I gotta do this one time, maybe seven times. And everybody listening, do it with me.
LeBron James.
LeBron James, man, he hit that 40,000, the only player NBA basketball history in the NBA to hit that 40,000 of them things.
Yep, man, that just proves you right there that he's definitely the second best player of all time, bro. Wait, who said
second
that?
Second best.
I feel in my heart, man.
Your heart wrong. What's wrong with you? He got a heart attack. His heart wrong. LeBron is the only player. Not only is he number one scoring all time, he's top five in rebound and assists. The only mother effing player.
His longevity is amazing.
Right.
And, right. And that's one of the things I was telling Cam. We had a conversation about this. I was saying, you know, LeBron had the has the body to hold up in any era, because I think Jordan came from a more physical. I'm sure that's who you were talking about, Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
He came from a more.
He would have been a beast whenever he played.
He would have been a beast. James.
Yeah,
he would have been. But I'm like you, Cardo. Like you got to take into all of that into account when you say the best player and the second best player and the undefeatedness of the finals and things like that, man. And
yeah, dominant
and all that.
And you know, I, you know, when LeBron James came to the league, I think I was like 18 or 19. I'm like a year older than LeBron James. So, like, I grew up watching LeBron James too, just like I grew up watching Jordan. So, I have no real bias towards one over the other. I just feel that, man, Jordan's, his drive to win was just something that I didn't see until Kobe Bryant, and even Kobe Bryant just couldn't necessarily elevate to that level that Michael Jordan did, in my opinion. But don't get me wrong, LeBron. If somebody say LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan, I'm not even going to argue with you that hard. Like it's one and 1A to me. So,
and you know what's so
if
crazy?
If I was picking second, I would take LeBron. If I was picking second, and somebody took Jordan, I would take LeBron.
Absolutely, yeah.
So this is the part. You know, you was in the group, Maul, so. You know, everybody like, well, Jordan and Kobe better than LeBron because they have more rings than LeBron.
No.
I'm like, now, so I'm like, we got to talk about everybody's total career. Stats,
yeah, then Robert
rings.
Horry better than said, LeBron James? Okay.
Not just that. So somebody brought up Bill Russell won 11 championships out of 12. So why not? Why he's not the GOAT? So, you know, like, it makes sense because everybody quick to bring up rings. Let's bring up somebody who got tons of fucking rings, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like if you ask somebody who grew up watching Bill Russell, they might debate with you a little bit more than somebody who only grew up watching LeBron.
But some of the people that grew up watching Kobe didn't even watch Kobe. They were like, this coming from dudes 29, 28. We know
when Bill Russell was winning, there was like 8 teams in the league, bro. Like, I mean, I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm just saying, way different league. It was a lot.
You're right,
but it's not his fault though. He played with
that was,
in front
that
of
was
him,
before
though.
That was a lot of that was before the merger, I believe.
Oh,
too,
way
right?
Before, yes, yes. Yeah, I don't think he ever played basketball during after the merger. Yeah,
right.
But so he only played take that into consideration
him,
too.
Right, but he only played in front of him though. You know,
yeah,
but when we comparing them across eras and generations, we have to compare them to each other at that point.
Yeah, but we also got to knowing that when they played, it's just when they played. Like we just can't put an asterisk because they played in a position that wasn't the same because at the time that's what they had to play in. That's all they had. Right. They didn't have a choice. They didn't have
I think that's the only way to make it fair, though. I mean, choice but to take things like that into consideration. Like, you know.
Right, and that also doesn't lessen the competition that other people played against either.
Because, you know, people say LeBron didn't play in the physical era, so they always put him a notch down. But Kobe didn't play in the physical era, so why everybody put him a notch up? Well, he did. LeBron played 1 year before the rule change.
Yeah, because Kobe came out in 97?
So
Kobe came out after Iverson.
He wasn't a starter until, like, he wasn't a starter his first couple years in the league either.
Yeah, Kobe. But he's still playing. I mean, you know, he's still playing
the
physical era.
That's not a debate, though. Yeah. LeBron isn't as tough as those guys. That's just that. To me, that's not a debate. LeBron didn't have to be as tough. Back when Jordan came in, he had to fight. No, and then that carried over into the 90s.
And then the thing with Jordan.
And Kobe learned from him.
And people talk about Jordan, bro. People forget Jordan was missing the playoffs. Or if he did, maybe got kicked out in the first round for the first couple of years until they went and traded for Pippen with Seattle. And then they went
it
and
wasn't
got,
his time.
Right, but he still went through that. And people bring that up with LeBron. Right. We got to bring up his trials and tribulations too. And don't forget, Jordan didn't bulk up until you start running to the Pistons with a remember Pistons slam Scottie Pippen head on a court like a basketball, and he had the migraines.
Come on, I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah. So you know, it's just some just to bring up some things that
Jordan, you right.
Jordan bulked up. And when Jordan bulked up, I felt like Ricardo, man. When Jordan went from 185 to 220.
Yeah, Russell, yeah. Absolutely. He took his game to the next level.
My gosh, bro.
And this accomplishment is very impressive, by the way. LeBron, 40,000 points, with all the rebounds and assists. He's not just a scorer, LeBron man.
Is the two goats to me anyway.
That's it. I always thought Kobe Bryant was a step below. Personally, I loved Kobe Bryant, but I just don't think
Kobe's a scorer.
I think Magic is the best Laker of all time. People disagree. I think Magic the best Laker of all time.
He's a scorer with some. Mm-hmm. He's just a scorer. He's just one of the best scorers of all time. 81 points, you know. Kobe's a flat out scorer.
I'm gonna say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the best of all time.
I was gonna say that.
I wouldn't debate that either. The reason I say the Magic thing, mm-hmm. Magic did it for a long time. Then he only did it for the Lakers. You know, it kind of hold a little more weight than somebody like Kareem, who won a championship. Though. Did Kareem didn't play his whole career with the Lakers? He won a championship with Milwaukee, but played with Milwaukee.
But that wasn't his fault. Milwaukee just became the Lakers, though.
No, Minnesota became the Lakers.
Oh, Minnesota became. Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Mm. Well, it wouldn't have been no Showtime without Magic. So,
right, yeah, Magic came in '79. Yeah, drafted with '79, and it became Showtime. I don't know. It just
the first big point guard for real. Like, you know, he kind of.
And Magic was great in college too. You know.
Oh yeah, with Indiana. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you know, it's all fair, though. It's all good debatable stuff, man.
Yeah,
so
but congratulations to LeBron again.
So you say Magic, Magic's the great point guard for the greatest point guard for in the 70s?
No, Magic is the greatest Laker.
Laker.
The greatest point guard in the 80s. Laker.
Well,
no. No, because
what about Dr. J? I would still say that about Magic and the
we'll get to that. But
small forward,
he played small too, and I did my research. Mm-hmm. Next, man, somebody broke a record at the combine. Xavier Worthy, receiver for Texas. Ran a 4.21.
Mm. Can he catch?
You want him on your team?
I don't know. Can he catch?
Yeah.
Because John Ross can't catch.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want him on my team. Yes.
Yeah. I heard he's not just a speed dude. I heard he can run routes.
I mean, you know,
man.
I'm taking Marvin Harrison Jr. and Neighbors before I pick him, but you know.
Oh, everybody.
Oh, and Ndoomze. And Ndoomze too.
Where he's from?
Texas.
No, the Ndoomze.
No, was it Clemson?
And I just read that too. Oh man, I forgot what team. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry, buddy.
Washington.
There you go. Yes,
he played with Michael Penix.
Yes, Washington.
Yeah,
I knew it was a West Coast team. Can't remember which one. Okay,
right.
Just get him the ball in space, man. That's all you got to do. If you can be smart enough to design a scheme to get him the ball in space, man, that's 4.21 is ridiculous.
Sometimes speed is the ultimate trap, man. I just think of Kadarius Toney. I think of John Raw. Like these real speeds. I'm like, man, like. Sometimes the fundamentals
when he came out. He ran like a 4.4 when he came out.
Tony got a Super Bowl.
Okay. No. Patrick Mahomes got a Super Bowl.
Tony hindered. He did catch that touchdown to help. Not this year, though.
Not this year.
He was a healthy scratch for the Super Bowl this year.
So he got two Super Bowls?
Yes.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Last crazy man.
He got the one this year.
And last year. Yep.
He got mad. It was mad on Instagram when the Chiefs wasn't playing him in the playoffs. And he got the one he actually called a touchdown pass and affected the game. It was the game winning touchdown pass.
Yeah, he helped.
Yep.
I guess.
All that speed good for something sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, but he's not even super fast like that. So I don't know. I know faster.
Yeah, I don't know what he
Percy Harvin in the conference. I think of like Percy Harvin, you know, people like that when I think of speed.
Yeah, James Jett, who was an Olympic sprinter in the Olympics.
The dude Ishmael. For the Eagles.
I love Rocket Ishmael.
Rocket Ishmael was fast.
I used to have this song when he was with the Cowboys. Every time he played Madden and he scoped, I just sang this song, Rocket up for Ishmael.
Jamal Agnew, that's another fast one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I remember back when the Pro Bowl was interesting. They had a race, James Jett and Ishmael.
And Quadri Israel was the, you know, Rocket was the Rocket. Raheem was Rocket. His brother Quadri was the missile. But he wasn't as fast as his brother. He was a little bit slower than his brother.
Didn't he get into trouble recently? Am I crazy? One of them getting into something?
I don't remember. But I
let me not throw that out there if I don't know. Forget it. Yeah, I gotta double check.
All right, yo. So what if it's the players getting paid, man? We better start off in the diamond. And Zach Wheeler, Jamal Boy, Zach Wheeler, he got a 3-year, $126 million extension. They say that's the highest average for a extension in MLB history. For
he deserves every penny of it, man.
How you feel about that, Ma? You love that cat, Ma. How you feel about it, bro?
Man, as I drafted first him in the first round. The Mets are stupid for letting him go. All right, number one, they were so wrong for doing that. And the Phillies got him a ace. He deserves every penny of it, man. He's a monster, consistent. He doesn't get hurt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's a beast.
He's the ace nobody knows about. For real, like
that's exactly who he is.
Cause they showed
Cause everybody look at Aaron Nola before they even look at him,
right? And he better than Aaron.
Yes,
Aaron Nola ERA was in a 4.40 or something like that last year.
A lot of people feel like he should have won the Cy Young, not this year, but the year before. That year Burns won.
Yeah.
A lot of people say he should have won.
Okay.
Yeah, and Burns on a whole other team now.
So. Yep. Unfortunately,
right. So somebody in football.
Oh yeah, for
got,
you, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So somebody in football got paid. Mike Evans staying right at home in Tampa Bay with a 2-year, $52 million contract, 35 guaranteed. What you think, Blaze? How you feel about Mike staying home?
Well, I don't. No one else had the money to pay him because.
I think people had to pay him if we hit the free agent market. I think
no, because a lot of people wanted Kansas City to take him, but Kansas City, I think they're only like just a little under the salary cap.
Yeah, that's what the people wanted, but other teams had money that could have paid, especially with the cap going up that 30 mil. It would have been interesting, but I think part of Baker Mayfield, because the Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield in big time talks, I think the only reason to keep the Baker would have came back if they would have kept Mike. So they had to sign. Mm. They had to sign Mike. I believe that's what I personally believe.
Are they gonna sign Baker?
Yeah, they're working right now. They're working on a deal right now.
I know that, but he don't want to give them a deal.
No, he's not giving them a discount either.
They're not gonna win regardless. What's the point?
Yeah. People still gotta get paid though.
Yeah, people still
no, but still yeah, but the thing is personally, I think he should have maybe made him a deal because they took a chance.
Why give a bargain when you
they took a chance on him,
and
you
brought them to the playoffs.
Yeah, I gave you a bargain last year.
Yeah, you took a chance on me. I brought you the playoff. I won you a playoff game. Now it's time for me to get me capitalism, bro. And plus, bro, he'll go out on the market to get paid. Too many teams need quarterbacks.
Oh yeah, if he went out, you know.
So how much you think they're gonna pay him?
Probably somewhere 30, between 40 to 45
a year.
Yes,
no, I don't think he's getting that much.
I thought 35.
No, I don't think he's getting more than 35. Yeah.
Yo, they gave your Danny. What's your boy? Danny Ice. Danny Dimes. They gave him $40 million.
Yeah, because that's a year. That's the rate of quarterback. That's why I was trying to say. Like, we'll see. But that's the rate of quarterbacks.
That is looking kind
of
bad for y'all
that's
right now.
That's the rate of quarterbacks right now.
I would give Baker 40. I would give him the 40.
Because we got to forget that the highest paid quarterbacks right now is in the mid-55s right now. So the low grade is going to be in the low 40s.
I would think maybe high 30s.
Maybe high 30s. Cardo, I think it's going to be more than 35 a year.
I think it's going to be 40.
I think it's between 40 and 44.
Yeah, me too.
Man. Baker ain't the future.
No, he's not the future, but he's
he might be the
right now.
he's the bridge.
The state of quarterback in the NFL is terrible.
That's going to be a long bridge because they're going to always be in the middle of the pack, you know?
Hey, yeah, you're right.
But you never know, man. If you can find the Dax in the fourth round and other people, like you really never know. It's not. I mean, it's not likely, but it's possible. Like, you know,
especially this year,
Brett Favre and
I'm here. So, Jamal, you think they should tear the Band-Aid off and bleed lose yes. this lose.
I think for longevity, yes. Like right now, they are competitive, but they'll be competitive. But they won't. They're not a championship team.
No, they're not a championship. But you know, they make the playoffs. We never know.
That's good enough, I guess. If that's good enough for you, you know, that's fine.
Never know. You never know what they might do. Sometimes, man. We'll you never see, know man. What a team might do. Yeah, because we, you know, people are able to say it in the middle of the season. Oh, Packers not no playoff team, and they almost push the 49ers to the brink. And
well, the Packers have always been dangerous to me because I always knew that Jordan Love would be good, especially with the receiver, even though he was hurt all year. They had Dobbs. Man, they I'm had sure Dobbs, and then Reed. That. No, I knew.
But you said you felt he was going to be good. But at the time when they wasn't playing good, nobody didn't think about that till they got hot beginning of November. Like, nobody said in October, September, oh, man, the Packers the team to beat. Oh, man, the Packers going to make a little run until they start getting hot. In fact, it's happened on Thanksgiving Day, when he actually broke out with that three touchdown, four touchdown game against Detroit and took Detroit out. And then he should have showed
everybody right there that they was going to be good. Right.
But all I'm saying is that's a point where somebody didn't feel that way. But Buccaneers been a good team all year long and made the playoffs.
But the difference is Jordan Love compared to Baker Mayfield.
Jordan Love wasn't doing that at one point. Well, that's all I'm saying, bro. Anything could happen later on.
Yeah, because every time he was playing, he was doing horrible.
He's been in the league for 3 years, but
I still consider him a rookie.
Honestly, you're a rookie when you're actually a rookie. I can't say you've been in the league for 3 years and then you're a rookie. Nobody looked at Aaron Rodgers in 2008 and say, oh, you're a rookie, even though he's been in the league since 2005. Nah. That might be your first year starting, but I ain't going to never see you. That's just me. If y'all look at it that way.
Okay, well, let's say that. Okay, let's say that was his first year starting.
Right. Yeah, that
proves my point, though. That's what I'm saying. That proves my point by saying that was his first year starting. So of course he would have some inconsistencies at first, but when he got his footing,
they didn't give him the keys to the car until now. Before he was just riding.
And then they got healthy too, and they got healthy. Yeah. Defense started playing better.
That's my thing. The receivers got a healthy, but he had the key. He was the starter the whole year. He was doing his thing.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
He didn't get the keys till this year. Yeah.
Yeah. This year he got the key.
Right. So he had to learn how to drive it. You know.
Right. And Baker had to relearn how to drive, and he did.
But Baker done had the keys and crashed. So
he had the keys and crashed. But he also
crashed.
He had the keys and he had the best rookie season as well. Don't forget that as well as a rookie.
Baker Mayfield had also, a very good rookie season.
Yeah, he also brought the Browns to the playoffs for the first time in years as well.
Yeah, and then he crashed the car.
Yeah.
For the next.
But he
made.
But all I'm saying is that you just don't know what happened when somebody get in the playoffs. Because I think you do know
certain stuff though.
Just like people always thought, oh, the Chiefs don't have enough to make it for, man. The Chiefs this and that. Man, look at the medley numbers that Mahomes did, but people didn't know the Chiefs was 6-2 with a top 7 defense in the NFL and 6-8. They lost only 2 games on the road the whole season.
I'll say that it's because they didn't look into that, but Mahomes, you can never count Mahomes out ever.
But it has been proven you don't necessarily need an elite top 5 quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Well, yes, because a lot of non-elite.
I mean, Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl with Tampa.
Brad Johnson, like, Trent Dilfer, Joe Flacco wasn't no elite quarterback.
Okay, when was the last time a non-elite quarterback won?
A non-elite quarterback won?
When the Eagles won.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You're right. You're right.
Well, I forgot the last time.
You talking about Nick Foles.
Nick Foles.
That was the last time. Yeah. And then the time before that. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's every. Like,
No. It's not. You obviously the better your quarterback, the better your chances. Like obviously, but you know sometimes.
But you can build something. A lot of teams made a push. Like the Jaguars really should have been in the Super Bowl instead of the Patriots. And I think they got a foul call that was called against them against the Patriots. That would have been Blake Bortles.
We didn't have a quarterback,
but it wasn't the quarterback's fault. It was a missed call that they missed on the offense that led to the Patriots kicking the game winning field goal to beat y'all. Blake Bortles did enough to beat y'all.
It's
never the quarterback's fault when he leaves the field and y'all have the lead. It's never the quarterback's fault.
It's always the quarterback fault.
It's never the quarterback fault.
It's always the quarterback fault because in the second half, they shut our offense down.
Whenever Leonard Fournette,
disappeared, when they took Leonard Fournette out of the game and he couldn't run the ball, Bortles could not move the ball. Yes, we had some drop passes and some penalties against us that you can question, but at the end of the day, Brady made the plays and Bortles did not.
Hey, man, we had Jake DeLome in the Super Bowl,
I disagree with that, just like with the 49ers.
But look who they had. They had Dan Morgan, Julius Pepper, Steve Smith.
Dan Morgan wasn't on that team when Jake DeLome was there.
I'm sure he was on that team.
Dan Morgan was not drafted till like 2010 or 9. That Super Bowl team with Jake DeLome was 05.
I remember playing with him on Madden. I don't know.
Yeah, and that was way. You can check Alexa with Dan Morgan.
You're probably right. You're probably right. Dan Morgan but they still had a squad.
Like 11 or 10. Yeah, now they had Julius Peppers. They had Buckner at D tackle. They had Mike Ruckus, the other DN. They had Steve Smith. They had Muhammad at the other receiver. They had Stephen Davis at running back.
They had
Foster, and they had
tight end.
Greg Olsen. You talking about Greg Olsen?
Olsen, I think. That might have been Olsen, his rookie year.
I don't think he was there yet. I think Greg Olsen came in
maybe a year later. That's definitely around the time he got drafted.
Yeah, Shockey, your boy for the Browns, Kellen Winslow Jr., and Greg Olsen all was like close around each other. I think Greg Olsen was the last one to get drafted. He was the youngest one.
Yeah, Jeremy Shockey, I think, got drafted in 2001. Yeah.
And then Kellen Winslow came out 02 or
03. Yeah.
And then,
it was like Olsen, one year after the other. Yeah. It might have been his rookie
year. He might have been his rookie year.
Yeah.
Just to bring it all back. I don't know. I don't think the Bucs have enough to win the Super Bowl. That's just my opinion.
But it's about being competitive, and you never know when other teams get hurt. That just changed a lot of fortunes for everybody. If people have key injuries in the playoff game, and other teams get upsets. We see upsets a lot, you know. And in football, in a one-game scenario, that's where we see the most upsets at. That's all I'm saying.
I guess so. But to me, the upsets usually come at the cost of a great quarterback play. Like Jordan Love took them to the brink. You know what I'm saying? They took them to the brink. They could have won that game for sure, especially if Buddy would have held on to that pick that Purdy had through.
And honestly, the Bucks played the Lions almost to the brink. So, I mean, the same thing happened.
I don't remember that game.
Okay, yeah, but let's move on though, right quick, y'all. We're going to talk about franchise tag players. A couple of players got hit the franchise tag market. And one of them today actually got paid today, actually. But I'm going to get to him when I get to his name. But the first person hitting the franchise tag, Maul, tell me how you feel about that. Defensive end, 17 sack, 33 tackles for losses. Is that right? Allen.
Forced fumbles. I think he had a pick.
Yeah, most sacks in a defensive player of the year.
Yeah, you know, he played for Jacksonville. They're going to do us wrong. But, you know, I mean, I think he should have been paid. I think Bulky is slow when it comes to doing things the right way. I think they should pay him. I know we just signed – we released some players. We released a cornerback, Darius Williams. And
another dude they released on his birthday.
Yep, Foley Fodakasi. See what I'm saying? He Trent Bulky don't know how to do stuff right. But
told that boy happy birthday and cut him.
Rayshon Jenkins is also gone. So we cleared up some cap space like we're trying to sign him. So hopefully we can get a deal done.
And I know Bulky also want to bring Calvin Ridley back as well.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of that, but it's not like it's too many other options out there either.
Right, right.
Especially with Mike Evans off the board.
Yeah, Mike Evans off the board. Pittman's right. Franchise.
Yeah, we'll talk about him next, too. So he's the next person, actually. Michael Pittman hit the franchise tag, man. So what y'all guys think about that? I think it's a great move because you have a young quarterback in Richardson, and you need his banky, his best receiver, a physical receiver like that. And I think they say he want to work on a long term, though, but it's a good way to hold him down so he don't hit the market, me personally.
They should have let him walk. They should have let him go out the division. That's what they should have did.
Oh, my bad. I forgot. That is your division, right? I forgot that shit. I said, gone. Wait. I said, Ma, why you feel that? I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. I feel you, Ma. So,
but if they keep him, if they sign him, they're gonna have to pay another draft, give up another draft pick.
Why is that?
A compensatory draft pick.
That's how that works. They signed him for. They gave up a third, right? Did they give a third for him?
You talking about for Ridley? He talking about for Ridley?
If we re-sign
Ridley before the new league year, we give up a second. If we re-sign after the new league year, we give up a third.
And it's going to be after the new year. Yeah, it's going to be afterwards. So as if y'all sign him back. I used to talk about Pittman. I said, man, Pittman was drafted by the coach.
Right.
Okay. No. I'm talking about Ridley.
Yeah, so the next player that was a franchise tag, but once again, teams just did it so they can keep him, with Jalen Johnson, cornerback for the Bears. Got a 4-year, $76 million deal, 54 guaranteed. Johnson, man, the Bears really hit on three parts of their defense. They hit on every level and signed somebody. They traded for Marquez Sweat, signed him. They had a linebacker they signed to a nice deal. So now they got one of their best players on each level that they could build around. So I think the Bears doing though all
right. Yeah. And they let Roquan Smith go, right? Then they let Roquan Smith go.
Yeah, he's with the Ravens. Yeah.
So that's a bunch of their draft picks they're hitting on defensively.
Yep, so they signed them and locked them up, man. So the Ravens franchise, they break out pass rusher / D tackle. Justin Madubuike, he had 13 sacks in the last 2 years combined. He had 7, but last year he broke out with 13.5. And, it's hard to find pass rushers, and they ain't wanting to hit the market, so they franchise tagged him, locked him down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good idea.
Right.
The Buccaneers down and pass rusher.
Right. And since the Buccaneers paid Mike Evans, they wind up locking down Antoine Winfield Jr., the safety. And I looked at his numbers. Bro, his numbers was he had the stats of a linebacker at safety. He had 122 tackles, 80 of them was solo. He had some picks, some sacks. I'm
come
like,
on, Ronnie Lott.
Bro, I know I don't play in the IDP league, Blaze, but if you do, you need to draft this boy, bro. I did not know that you had 126 tackles. This dude was every freaking well as a safety.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Up there in the league, like probably
that had to be up there
five in tackles,
bro. That gotta be
that's like all time great year right there.
That's crazy, man.
That's good.
But I mean, the linebackers are trash. He cleaned up a lot of messes.
Right. Or either he got his nose somewhere.
True. Yeah, he's playing real close to the line.
Right. This person did not want to be back with the Panthers, but the Panthers said, we're going to tag you anyway. Brian Burns, a defensive end.
They might trade him.
Yeah, I heard that. They might trade him. But they put the exclusive tag on him, though. So
if
him, it's automatically two first round
picks.
Two first round.
Yeah, that's too rich. That's too rich.
That's too rich.
Yeah, too rich. Because
people got to give up two first rounds and then an extension.
Yeah, he's stuck.
Yeah, they're only doing that for quarterbacks, and nobody's franchising quarterbacks. So
this
that's what they did to Lamar last year.
This person right here is on a non-exclusive franchise tag and looking to get traded. Ladarius Sneed for the Chiefs.
Yes, he's traded to the Jaguars.
Yes, so they actually only have $3 million of cap room. If they trade him, that will open up, because the cap room got taken away by them franchise tagging him, but they are looking to trade him. And by putting the non-exclusive, they can actually work out a deal with somebody, a second or third.
And the market for him will be very extensive. So
absolutely, he's a man to man corner, man.
Yeah, but they also let you know that he's not worth two first round picks, but we can also do a second and a four. You never know. It's up for debate by having the non exclusive.
Would you give up a second and a four for Sneed though?
If I'm a team that's on the edge and I need somebody to put me over. Because not only has to give a second or a fourth, then you're going to have to pay him the money.
Got to sign him,
because if not, that'll be a waste unless you win a Super Bowl right then and there that year. Mm-hmm. But if I'm a team on the verge and you need that, and he's young.
What about
now,
Buffalo?
Mind you, this the key. The Buffalo lost so many people, they can't really pay.
Well, they lost White. They lost White.
Tre'Davious White go. They let a safety Joe Poyer go. There are a couple of, like, they
They got money problems.
The only reason I didn't know what their cap situation looked like. I just was like, you know, they got Wilson in New York. They got Tyreek. Like, they does a lot of very good wide receivers in the AFC East.
They did a fire sale the last couple of days. Mm. They were doing a fire sale. They were getting rid of everybody.
So who's going to sign first? What's going to happen first? White getting signed or Snead getting traded?
White coming off an ACL injury though, so somebody
but
might.
You know, he's proven though. He is proven.
Yeah, but he got two back to back years of ACL injury. So yeah, so he's proven, but he's also not proven to be healthy the last 2 years. Like, you know, ACL is not nothing that's a recurring thing. It just, you know, people will use him in negotiation. That's all.
You're saying they could get somebody could get him as a steal, huh?
Maybe he can return back to form. I mean, I don't think he's that old. How old is Tre'Davious? Let me see. Tre'Davious White.
This is his first contract, ain't it?
How old is Tre'Davious White?
If this is his first contract, he's got to be in his mid 20s.
29.
Oh, okay. This is the second contract. Yeah. Must be.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let me go to
the football.
Right. So we continue the football talk right here. So it's been a lot of speculation on Justin Fields. Is he going to the Falcons? Is he going to the Vikings? Is he going? Well, the Steelers threw their head out the race.
Yeah, they picked their hat up. Picked their hat up and walked off.
But now, like, Blaze, remember my because Kenny Pickett. Because Kenny Pickett. But listen, so this what came out today, y'all. I mean, Blaze, the other day, they was interested in Wilson, Fields, Baker Mayfield, all Kirk Cousins. Now Wilson get cut, and he's going to sign with a league minimum. The Steelers say they have mutual interest in signing Russell Wilson now. After all that talk of Kenny Pickett's the future.
And
But you know what it was, Cotto?
The money.
Nobody exactly, was going to pay that boy that big-ass contract, man.
Right. Yeah, but they don't need to. He got $36 million.
Right.
He got
$36 million before he got cut. But they would have had to trade for him. They didn't want to do all that, so.
Yeah, but now they give him a case of beer.
Yep.
They give him a case of beer.
Man, Russell washed, man. I don't know what's up.
I've been saying that for 2 years. 2 years ago, I said, oh, that boy washed.
Jersey debated him, and Cotto won that debate. That boy, the cliff happened so fast, bro. You just never know the age of somebody going to fall off. The cliff is... You just never know, like, you just never know where the cliff is.
They just run off,
man.
Like Wile E. Coyote, bro.
They just run off the road, bro. Yep. Right to that brick wall that's Cameron.
But I think he's better than Pickett, though.
Yes.
Unless but that's Pickett, not saying much. Unless that's Pickett not makes saying some type much.
Of drastic flip of the wrist. We'll see.
What, Pickett, 30? Pickett 30, Russell what, 25? You know, like, it ain't saying much.
I'll tell you,
Russell probably middle of the pack, bro.
Sean Payton, good luck to Sean Payton, because I think
he can't be middle of the pack, can he?
Who?
Somewhere Wilson? between 15
is
and 20?
Is he better than Derek Carr?
Yes. Yes, he had a better season than Derek Carr.
I think they're kind of on. They're in the same.
That's what I'm saying.
They're in the same boat, but if you go by the numbers, Russell had less intercepts than Carr and more touchdowns than Carr. Well, Carr might have passed them when they benched them for no reason. But at the time, I know Russell was at 20 touchdowns, 5 interceptions on the season.
And, you know, I always thought Derek Carr was better than – I don't know, the Raiders just hated that boy.
Was
like
Derek Carr 2023 stats?
Oh, no, man.
I think he fell off, bro. Derek Carr truly fell off. But I'm going to tell you his stats right now, though.
I don't know if I could put Russell in the middle of the pack, man. There's too many good quarterbacks out there right now.
I think he's in the middle somewhere between, you know.
He had 3,000.
I'd say 20 and 30.
I'd say 20 and 15, yeah.
25.
I just think the Steelers should take him no matter what.
He had 25
Washington.
Touchdowns to 8 interceptions. 3,600
or the Raiders.
What's Russell Wilson?
The Raiders need to get rid of McDaniels. Stats. That's what the Raiders need to do.
Oh, that Daniel's gone, bro. They got a whole new coach.
They didn't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They had D'Amico. I mean, not D'Amico. They had Antonio Pierce. That's
yeah.
Right.
Okay, Russell numbers before he got benched: 3,070 yards, 26 touchdowns. He ended up with 8 intercepts. That same amount of intercepts. So, yep. It's just that he had one more touchdown. Or he had some rushing, more rushing touchdowns than Derrick.
Yeah. That's under Sean Payton. Now, don't forget that either.
Mm-hmm. Man, Sean Payton.
Oh, his completion percentage was better, too. Derek Carr was at 61, while Russell was at 66.4.
And they had more weapons.
Yeah,
too.
I put him over Derek Carr.
I guess so. You put Derek Carr with Rasheed Shaheed and all them. I don't know, bro.
Any receiver the Buccaneers have, I mean, the Broncos have on their squad. I got Chris Olave over any one of them boys.
Yeah.
Man,
Judy is not that dude we think.
Yeah, pretty, look, you know.
Him or Sutton.
Man, ever since Sutton tore his knee, bro, the knee injuries really be slowing them dude. Sutton was that dude before that. You remember, Sutton was that dude. He had that knee injury, and then all of a sudden, what happened? Just like Michael Gallup with the Cowboys, he had that 1,200 yard year. We paid him that contract. That knee injury happened. He was never the same again. Like, bro, these injuries really be taking these players out, man. That's wild, man.
You don't got that flexibility and that power in that knee no more.
Can't cut
muscles,
like you used to.
You
can't accelerate.
Right. So we about to get to Blade's favorite sport, baseball, MLB. most lovable Blade sport, MLB.
Good night.
Okay. We'll talk cricket next week. Bye, dude.
So we're going to do NL this week. We're doing our NL predictions. And we're going to go division by division. And I'm going to give you what I have right here. Then y'all tell me what y'all agree with, what y'all have, and what y'all think. So right now, for the NL East, I have the Braves 105-57. I have the Phillies 95.
Who you say, Atlanta? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You got them at a 105.
Yep. I got the Phillies at 95-67. I have the Marlins at 80-82. Mets 77-85. Nationals 67-95. So what y'all think? What would y'all have?
I got the order. I don't know if Atlanta's gonna win 105 games though.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Phillies are gonna play them tougher than that. I don't think they're gonna win 10 games more than the Phillies.
Well, you know with the new rule, the division don't play each other as often no more like they used to. So I'm thinking
they went from 18 to 12.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're getting their wins from the other people they beat.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I still got the Phillies at 95 wins now. You know.
Yeah, I 105 is a lot to me. I'm like most teams, you know, unless you the Dodgers who win a lot and win little.
Dodgers had 106 and Atlanta had 104 last year.
Well, I feel like for one, the Marlins are gonna have a better record than 80-82.
I was gonna say that as well. Yeah.
But also the Phillies never do good in the regular season. They never get 95 wins, but they're just good in the playoffs.
Yeah, they got the 90 last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna agree with 95. I would say around 90 sounds more like Philadelphia like. They just seem to excel in the playoffs the last couple of years. The Braves possibly could have 100 wins again. I hate to say that, but, you know.
I think they're right around 100, 101. Yeah, it is very hard to win triple digits back-to-back years. It's really tough to do.
Back-to-back.
They already did it. This would be the third time, yo.
Yeah.
And then the Mets, you know, I think we're figuring some stuff out.
Right.
One thing about the Mets, they're getting Diaz back. So I think that's an extra 5 wins from just by that alone.
I think we
should contend for that second wild card, at least until the end.
I would just worry about the Mets because Senga hurt right now. And
they're
really young. So I was just looking at the youth of them.
We're not as young in the positions necessarily. Okay. We're more so, I won't even say we're young. That's not completely accurate. I think we're just.
Right, because you got Stahl and Marte. He's not young. And
I think we're just lacking rotation talent. We're lacking rotation talent.
And
that's what it is.
Whatchamacallit? The first baseman. He's not young.
No. The Pete only Alonso. Young spot Pete we got Alonso, is Alvarez and Beatty. Those are the two young spots.
Right.
So I wouldn't say that we're young.
And I'm worried about y'all pitching as well. Like, as
me too. Yeah, me too.
That's why I have y'all back. Now, as far as Miami, the reason I have them taking a step back, they won, what, 84 games last year. They're not going to have Sandy this year. They lost
Hope. Sandy wasn't good last year, though.
But he was hit and miss. He was up and down. He just wasn't that elite he was. But he still had, like, 13, 14 wins last year.
Before I feel like if he was healthy, he would have had a bounce back, though.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah, I thought his talent was too good to, you know.
And, you know, I'm just worried about some of the younger boys. I know they got Perez, but they're not gonna boost him up from up to, like, 200 innings after only having him for, like, 75, 70 innings last year. I mean, I guess it's possible. But y'all can let
Chisholm being out so much hurt them a lot, too, last year.
And then one thing about Miami, Chisholm. And then one thing about Miami is they always have developed pitching well. So I wouldn't worry about their pitching. I usually worry about their offense more so than their pitching.
Yeah, Trevor Rogers coming off an injury, couldn't get right.
And then they got that boy, too. They got that boy Cabrera. They traded for.
What dude they traded for?
The one from the Athletics. Didn't he come from the Athletics or the Padres? Athletics? Or the Padres or somebody. He came from somewhere.
A position player or a pitcher?
Because the pitchers I know they have Rogers, they have Edward Cabrera, they have your boy Perez, they have what's the other guy that's pitching? He was there last year. Man, I just got finished looking at something with they're moving Puck from the relief pitcher to in the rotation now. So that's 40. That's 40 pitches. I'm missing.
Oh, that's the guy they got from.
Oh, that's the dude from that was the relief pitcher. They're making the. They're trying to stretch him out to be a starter. You talking about Puck?
That dude with the West Coast team that they got him from.
Yeah, Puck used to be with Oakland. You talking about Puck?
Nah, it's somebody else. I just can't think of his name right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I just thought they'd take a little minor step. And if they win 84, 86, I guess. But.
I got them
with the 30 home runs.
Over 500. But I think they're going to be right around 500. Maybe 84 wins, 85, around there.
Yeah, I think they could repeat what they did last year just because they still got your boy who got all those hits.
I thought they traded him. They talking about that second baseman? You talking about who led the MLB in batting average?
They traded him.
Oh, I thought they did. I might be wrong. What his name is? Larissa.
No,
Reyes,
I thought they got him in the trade from the Brewers before last season started. Oh, they traded him again.
Okay. I might be getting confused.
I don't know. But yeah, they got Arias. They got Chisholm. They got Soler still there.
No, Soler with the Giants.
No, Giants now.
Y'all missing. Yeah, I say they missing 30 something home run. That's why I give them a little step back a little bit.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. But, yeah, you're right. I could see them being around 80, 82, 82, 80, something
Yeah,
like
but
that.
I could see them where y'all have them at 84, too. But I just gave them a little baby step back. How y'all feel about the Nationals?
They sorry.
Yeah, that's going to be, like, bottom three teams in baseball. Yeah,
absolutely.
Man, I heard they're supposed to be trying to get Eddie Rosario, man. That's a step up. No?
He had one good year.
Cardo got crushed.
I was like, Eddie Rosario 5 years ago, maybe. I mean,
yeah, he had one good year. I think he had like a 3,300.
Was that his Minnesota? With Minnesota? He had a good year. But,
okay, y'all. Now, I'm going to get to the Central, which I found was hard for me to rank, but tell me how y'all feel about this. I have the division winner as the Cincinnati Reds with 88 and 74. I have the Pirates number two at 82-80. Milwaukee taking a step back at 79-83. Cubs 73-89. Cardinals 70-92.
Man, Demo gonna freaking slap you when he see you, bro. He put his team out of the division.
The ace Sonny Gray hurt right now.
Well, the Pirates aren't gonna be that good. Because their pitching still is not what it needs to
they
be.
They won 77 games last year.
Yeah, they did. But their pitching was their bugaboo. And I think it's still their bugaboo. So see, I don't think they'll finish number two. And I think the Cubs will be better than what you got them to.
And this is what I think. I think that they could be better because they missed Orlando Cruz. What is his name? Orlando Cruz, the shortstop.
No, you're talking about Nelson Cruz.
No, not Nelson Cruz. No, he was a shortstop.
I know who you're talking about.
Or Dellis Cruz or whatever. Yeah.
What team are you talking about? Chicago?
Pittsburgh.
Oh,
you're talking about they six, this seven is the short.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Odellis Cruz. It's something with old Cruz, but he did get him back. I know the third baseman Cabrera was hurt for a while, and he came back toward the end of the year, was looking pretty decent. And I know they got Brian Renner. I don't know, bro.
They don't got no pitching. That's the thing. Yeah, I would say.
Besides Milwaukee in that division, who got pitching?
And Milwaukee don't have pitching to me. That's why I put them a step back.
They still got
all Freddy Peraza.
And old boy.
Woodruff? Woodruff's not going to be back this year.
He had the Tommy John
type of injury that year.
Oh. I didn't know he was going to be out this year, too. Okay.
If he do come back, it's going to probably be like August of. I don't know. They got to prove to me they got pitching, bro. That's why I put them a step back.
Yeah, right? that's that whole division to me.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. This division is, but I don't know. I just feel like the Cubs, they got a nice little plethora of talent, young talent. Mm. So we'll see.
I feel like the Reds more talented with young people than the Cubs.
Ellie De La Cruz is whoo.
They are.
Right. I got you, Mom.
I ain't questioning Cincy. Cincy is. Yeah, I agree with you. Even though their pitching is,
and I got Cincy up questionable too. Questionable. I got them up for the hitters. I got them up there for the hitters.
They should score some runs this year.
Yep. Yeah, your boy I had as the second base, Matt. What was his last name? I forgot his freaking last name. His last name with an M2. You know they got
Moustakas.
No, not Moustakas. Moustakas not even there no more. They got that young boy, Carlos CSI, whatever. I can't pronounce his last name. At first base, they brought him up last year. He a power hitter. They have the Matt dude at second base, Ollie De La Cruz. They got the Martin dude at shortstop. They got Spencer, what was his name? Mm-hmm. Spence Spears or whatever, play outfield. I don't know, man.
Cincy going to win the division. I agree with that for sure.
Okay. But nobody's winning more than 92 games in that division. I don't think so, man.
I think
85. I was thinking 85.
Right. You're right. It might be like 85, 82 or something
like that. Somebody's going to have a young breakout pitcher to really.
Ricardo, you remember how Pittsburgh's winning all them games for the first 3 months?
Dog? And what I tell you.
You like that's food,
the but, same they, thing but
they,
I told them.
They ended up with 77 wins, though. They ended up third.
But I was like, it's still Pittsburgh, bro. They'll come back to earth. You'll see.
Yep, they did too. That's so what I told them. You don't think they'll
take that next
step,
bro? You think take that next level?
They need their pitching. They need their pitching.
They got Chapman as a long reliever. You know, their close is pretty nice. David Bednar.
Yeah, Bednar is a beast for sure.
Yeah. Nah, they still need starters, man. Somebody got to eat those innings. Somebody got to eat those innings, man. Like,
they did have one nice pitcher, right? Yeah, Mitch Keller.
Yep.
Yeah.
He has rough to name anybody else.
That division's just.
I guess Blake Snell or Montgomery going to go there.
Nah, Pittsburgh don't pay people.
Nope. Oh, okay.
They sure don't.
All right.
Ever, so, by the way, never have they paid people.
That's with any sport.
Sterling Marte, they let Garrett Cole go. They don't sign players, man.
What about your boy?
If you want to go back to Barry Bonds, they don't re-sign people at all.
What about Charlie Mortensen? Was he using that too? Charlie Mortensen?
Nope. Nope, he was there. He went to the Astros and got good.
Right. Everybody leave and go get good. That's crazy. We better go to the West, man. I got the Dodgers, 91-69.
What?
You
lie. I'm gonna tell you why. I got the Diamondbacks 86-76, Giants 77. 85 Rockies, 55, 107.
Damn.
Hold on. I'm missing one person. Hold on.
I'm missing the Padres.
Right. Padres. Yeah, the Padres on my list. So let me go ahead and throw the Padres. Right there with the Giants, man. I got them at like 78 and 75 or something like that.
78 and 84.
78 and 84, whatever. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, 78-84, somewhere around
there. Why you only got the Dodgers with 91 wins?
This is why, bro.
Don't bury the lead, man. What's going on here?
This is why, man. Their defense really fell off. I know they got Mookie. I know they got Shohei, but Shohei not going to be playing out on the field. He's just a designated hitter. They got Freddie. They have Freddie.
They got Jason Heyward. Don't they still got Heyward?
I have no idea. They had that young outfielder who was very inconsistent. Like, their defense really took a.
You're talking about Thomas.
Not Thomas. The outfielder's last name started with an O. Justin Oberman. He was an outfielder. He was a young boy. Started off the season real good. Ended up kind of bad and streaky. Like, their defense is not really on par. Like, their whole team winning, I think it's going to come down to their pitching, which is Glasnow, Yomamoto, you know, those characters right there. Walker Buehler, whenever he come back in May or June. I don't even know when Arias or May even coming back. I don't even know when they even coming back. And Clayton Kershaw going to come back over the summer. Like, mm-hmm. that's the heart of their team. To me, like, outside of Mookie, Freddie, and who else?
Shohei, Will Smith.
Shohei, yeah.
Max Muncy.
Muncy hit a putrid 180 something last year.
Taylor's
okay utility. But they still had a really bad defense in the second half.
That's fine. When you outscore everybody, 100. Who cares about defense? 100. That's 100 what I say. I think they're going to be close to 100 wins. Yeah, I really do.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of offense, man.
I had them at 100, but I moved them down. I think they're going to lose more games than people think.
Nah, I don't see it. With Yamamoto, with Yoshi and Glasnow, and man, nah.
That's the reason they're getting their wins. And Glasnow got to stay hurt. Glasnow haven't pitched over 120 innings only once in his career, and that was in 2019.
Yeah.
They'll trade for somebody.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, and I'd still like to see what Walker Buehler does when he come back.
Yeah, he'll be back in May or something like that.
Yeah.
May,
Kershaw.
Kershaw will be back in June.
Yeah, I think they have enough because I look at what's the dude?
Because I'm wondering, Cardo, bro, because you was like Atlanta. You don't know about them getting triple digits, but you feel confident with that? To me, Atlanta got way more than what the Dodgers.
No, he
got
said 105.
Yeah,
he
I didn't say they wouldn't win triple.
No,
digits.
No, I thought he said it's hard to get triple digits in a row back to back, and then you say no. Three times.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that no, that, I did say that it is hard to win triple digits in a row, but I just look at the rest of the division. Put it like this. They still got the Phillies and the Marlins to contend with, right? Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to lose a few games to them dudes, right? For sure. Mm-hmm. I look at this, I'm like, they're gonna feast on Colorado.
Yep.
They're gonna feast on... I don't know, man. I mean, the Giants might surprise me. I think they're going to feast on the Giants.
Mm-hmm. They always
Arizona's got talent.
They was in the World Series, yeah.
And the Padres done fell off. They gave, you know,
right. They're doing a fire sale.
But they still have some key guys there. Fred,
they got hitters. They don't got pitchers.
They got
though.
Your boy. I mean,
they got Musgrove and aging Yu Darvish.
And they traded for Michael King from the Yanks.
Bro. If you think Michael King got to show me more.
Michael King, my fifth round draft pick. Don't touch him.
No problem. 70 and 92 for the Padres.
I'll tell you what.
Under the Giants,
No, let me shut up. Let me not give away my draft secrets.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you mine.
Do I got them under the Giants? They're probably right there with the Giants. Honestly, they both. I don't know.
Severino hit 98 on the gun already.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah, so
yes, he did. I'm happy about that.
Right,
make them $13 million count.
Right.
Yeah, so Colorado, that's the worst team in baseball.
Between them and Washington, it's a race to the bottom
in baseball. I got to think about the AL real quick. Let me.
Well,
see.
Okay, you're right. Cause we on the
Oakland.
Yeah, Oakland is bad. Oakland. I remember. Oh, Ma, we did this thing. I said, yo. Name three players on the Athletics. We was like,
I thought you said name, three pitchers. You said three players.
We said real fast.
No, I said real fast. We just said three players. We could not name three players.
Yeah,
they're
talking about the dude that name, 67 stolen base. And yeah, I forgot his name.
I had him. Estuary Ruiz. That's his name.
Okay.
Him. They had another outfielder who
was outfielder named Rooks. Rooks or Brooks. They had him.
Was that who that Rooker?
Yeah, Rooker or Rooker. Yeah.
Brett Rooker.
He had his time for a little bit. Mason Miller, the young boy who got hurt.
Now he was a beast. He's supposed to be a beast.
Right.
So that's three. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, it only took two people to get the three, but.
Hey, there you go. That's three.
Your test. Name three people on Colorado team.
Todd Helton. Larry Walker.
No, Troy Tulowitzki. No, bro.
Trevor Story.
No, bro.
Players? I could tell you a one, bro. I have no idea.
We know one. The boy who won MVP with the Cubs. Chris.
What's the boy who been there forever? Still there.
Who?
Blackman, Charlie Blackman.
Oh, Charlie Blackman.
That's literally it. That's all
and,
I know. Charlie Blackman.
And Jones, who I traded with Maul with last year. Noel Jones.
Yeah, Charlie Blackman. That's it. That's the only person I know
right. All right, man. Let's move on to Gots to Be More Careful.
Gots to Be.
Okay. All right.
Okay, we got to be more careful.
Let me finish this podcast. Y'all go play. I'll be out there.
Christian Pulisic. He was sent death threats.
Okay.
After
close it up,
Milan beat Lazio in the game. So Blades, you know a little bit more about this. The soccer
player. Might have to wake Blades up. I don't think Blades might have won.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Baseball talk.
Christian, he's an American soccer player that plays in Europe. Mm-hmm. Plays for Milan. Mm-hmm. And
death threats.
He got death threats.
Because he won the game at the last second.
They take their soccer very seriously.
Not just death threats on him, his family, everybody. Like, they said he was going to take his family out. And I'm like, bro, come on, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Come on, bro.
Hey. Remember that dude
I don't play soccer.
Remember that dude from Colombia they killed when he scored an own goal in the
World
Cup?
They
killed that boy.
Mm. Hey, that's wild.
I would have never went back home.
Never. Me either, man. Shoot.
They killed him right when he
was asylum somewhere.
As soon as he got off the plane, they killed him.
Yep.
Wow. That's cold.
He wasn't leaving the country 3 hours before they killed him.
Wow.
That's cold. That's cold right there.
All right, man. Let's get to the next topic.
That's why they call them hooligans. Mm. Soccer hooligans.
Johnny Manziel backs Reggie Bush. He said he will skip Heisman honors from here on out. He said since the NCAA changed their rules, they should put Reggie Bush reinstate him. So the Heisman committee say they open, but NCAA say no way, Jose. We talked about Bush a couple years ago, tried to come back, and they told him no. So Manziel said he talked to other Heisman winners. They like Bush should be right there with us. And so other people feel that way. They're like, players making money off his name, and what Bush would have did would have been perfectly legal today, so why not let him back? But NCAA don't want him back at all.
I'm fine with it.
NCAA is the mob.
But honestly, here's my thing. But the rules were those rules at the time, and you broke those rules. So it's because the rules have changed. Why does that... I mean,
they let people out of jail after they started making weed legal for being arrested for weed.
I knew you were going to say that, but I think a person and their freedom is a lot different. I'll give you an example. What if all of a sudden steroids was legal? No. Let's say all of a sudden betting on baseball is legal, right? Mm-hmm. Should they? But it wasn't at the time.
But it is.
Reinstate them. I feel the same way. They should reinstate Pete Rose if make it legal.
Betting on baseball is legal now. So they should reinstate Pete Rose?
No.
I kind of agree with you, Cardo.
It's not legal for players to bet on baseball.
Yeah, you can't.
Pete Rose was a player and a manager. No. He was a manager betting on his own game. That's
you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't. But anyway, I kind of agree with you, Cardo.
He knew what the rules was. He got caught.
Yeah.
This is repercussions. I don't know. Like,
yeah, I kind of agree with you a little bit. Like, even though the rules have changed.
Yeah, it was a dumb. Yeah.
They should and to back-date me, they're the
biggest pimps out there, man. For years, they was picking them dudes and getting money and stuff, man.
That's so, for sure. You were right about that. You know, but they're the biggest pimps and the players in the world. Bush,
you know, yeah, but the thing about it is, a lot of people were breaking those rules back in the day. Remember Deion Sanders?
Deion Sanders. Yeah,
Mercedes. Yeah. Him and his Jerry.
Came with a freaking Mercedes. Yeah.
Yeah, him and his Jerry Curl and a Mercedes. Yeah. Like, seriously.
Oh, I hear back you.
A lot of people were breaking the rules.
I'm not saying, did he not break the rules?
Yeah. You think you paid enough time for it? Like those people that broke the rules when they sold weed, but they got released?
I hear you, buddy. I'm just
that
not gonna
happen
compare.
In every case.
I'm just not gonna compare a person's freedom to.
But it wasn't really him.
But I'm comparing people paying their dues and paying their time.
But it wasn't really him. It was his mama.
He's not free in college. He's not free to celebrate as a Heisman. He's not free.
I don't see. Remember,
yeah, but you guys got to remember. Ricardo is not only
Reggie
wasn't
Bush
really him.
Of, Reggie Bush
it was his mama, his hey, mama and his family. They got a house out of it. That's
yeah.
What
yeah they played
nothing wrong with them having a hearing over it, or at least like a hearing.
No, they ain't gonna give him a hearing over it, none of that.
I could see that happening, but for them to just reverse it, I don't know. Like that should be argued. Yeah. I feel like in front of somebody, mediator or something. But
yeah, they don't even want to do that though.
Yeah, I honestly, I just don't really care enough. But I don't feel sorry for Reggie.
Yeah, I
Bush.
Care. Like, I care enough, and I feel.
Nah,
like,
I really don't. I'm not gonna compare
but,
that to.
Yeah,
someone
I'm the total opposite.
But Cam,
I'm not gonna compare that to someone losing their freedom. No way.
No, I'm just talking about people that paid their dues. Like you
that doesn't
dues,
happen
pay
in every case, though. Like somebody, you know, went to jail for selling weed, and weed becomes that doesn't happen in every.
Oh, that
case
happened a lot when they start making stuff legal. That happened a lot out here. Like they happened a lot when they start making their weed. Legal,
yeah,
right?
But it doesn't happen in every case because weed down here is legal now. Well, medicinally,
but it's not. I'm talking about like in Cali, like when it's like legal. They was letting people out of jail because of that, bro.
I hear you.
Yeah,
but I'm talking about is paying dues. Like if they pay their dues, let them pay their dues. It's been since 2007, bro. It's about to be 20 some years later.
Then leave it alone. They should leave it alone then. If it, you know what I'm saying? Leave it alone.
That man want to be recognized. He has some of the greatest numbers in college history, but it's not even recognizable.
We know.
But everybody don't know. What about the younger generation who don't know? They can't go.
Bro,
and look
the
it
younger
up.
Generation don't care about the Heisman from
OC. You'd be surprised what people care about when it comes to that, bro. When I was young, I cared about Heisman and stats from the 70s.
Who was the Heisman in 75?
Who was the Heisman? I don't know what Heisman in 75. All right. But I have took time to look that up and the last time I looked at stats before when I was younger. That's what I'm saying. I might not know now, but I have done that when I was younger at 18 and 19 of yesteryear. I have done that before.
I'll tell you what, Barry Bonds will probably never make it to the Hall of Fame. People will still know who Barry Bonds is, bro.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
I'll challenge you to ask somebody 20 years or younger. Do they know who Barry Bonds is?
Because I'm gonna say who's the home run leader in baseball? Barry Bonds.
I challenge you to ask somebody 20 years younger who Reggie Bush is. What you mean?
Well,
Reggie Bush is more than
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds is more famous than Reggie Bush.
Yes.
I'll tell you.
Bush is more notable because he's a later player than Bonds.
If you're just talking, wait, hold on. So Reggie Bush haven't done anything professional.
Nothing.
I'm saying for a younger player, bro. Reggie Bush was more relevant than Bonds was.
If you know baseball, you know Barry Bonds.
For a younger person,
right? If you know football, you don't necessarily know Reggie Bush.
15 years old, they will probably know Reggie Bush.
I doubt it, bro.
I would doubt they know Barry Bonds at 15 years old.
I don't think
they know either.
I think they know Reggie Bush.
I think it's a highly likelier chance that they know Barry Bonds than Reggie Bush.
Okay, I think otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get into this next topic. So, boxer Jared Anderson, who is up for being one of the dudes that's looked at for the belt sooner or later, He was charged with felony after high-speed chase with the police. He was at an annulment, and he ran to his orange Dodger and left because he didn't like what was being said. And then the police chased him for 6 miles in a high-speed chase up to 130 miles per hour. They wound up catching him because he ran into a tree. And he got out the car and didn't resist and got arrested. And he bailed. He post bailed the next
day. Everybody think they Michael Schumacher.
If he gets convicted and everything, he faces 5 years in jail. Mm-hmm. I think he's 16-1 as a boxer, or either 16-0 as a boxer. He's like an upcoming cat.
So is the tree okay?
That's crazy.
He should be happy he survived driving at some 130 miles per hour. Man. And then
why you ain't try to run if you already tried to run? That's my thing. If you go, why you just gave yourself up? You supposed to get out and run. You know what?
I guess he want to get
body
shot.
Body probably was hurt. Body, he probably hit that tree.
He couldn't run because he was concussed. That's why.
Right. Like,
that
boy, right. Right.
Boy wasn't running nowhere.
At 100,
so he lost the fight. So
at 130, and you hit a tree at 130.
I don't know if he hit it that. I just know the speeds got up to 130.
So does that count as a KO? That's what I want to know.
Yes. In my opinion, yes. That was definitely a knockout, boy.
You got a standing count? You got a standing right. count?
All right, y'all. So ex-NFL player Braylon Edwards.
You know, why do they say ex-XFL player? Well, he played in the NFL, too. Like I saw
no,
the thing.
No, ex-NFL player.
Oh, it's say ex. Oh, my bad. I read that wrong. Ignore, mm-hmm. ignore that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he
played with the Jets and the Browns, I think.
Yep.
He had saved this guy at the. He was actually going to YMCA in Detroit. Mm-hmm. So he said he was in the locker room. He heard somebody arguing. I guess the guy was 80 years old arguing about somebody's music being loud. Mm-hmm. So he heard a scuffling and then he heard a thud. So he went to go see what it was. The dude was slammed the dude headed to the bench and was proceeding to stomp and beat the older guy up. So he broke it up, was trying to chase a young dude. He ran out. But the police wind up catching up to him, and he's facing attempted murder charges.
Absolutely. Let me tell you, this is why society will end itself. I'm like, when we beating up 80-year-old people just because they tell you to turn your music down, like, I wouldn't even trip. You're about to leave anyway. Just turn your music down and keep it pushing. Like, I don't understand. Like,
this speaks to the unhappiness of the country, honestly.
That's yeah, what like,
to.
Come on.
No, this speaks the ignorance you of know the what's so funny? Younger generation.
I had somebody mad at me when I was listening to my Audible book in the locker room. Now, mind you, I was there by myself first, and mm-hmm. he came in there, and he got kicked off the pool because he was, like, arguing with people there, but he came and mm-hmm. actually had some words for me, and I was like, oh, he's like, why you listen to that propaganda? He was just talking. I was like, oh, it's pretty cool. It's a book. Nah, yeah, no, not like he was just like, oh, it was a book. Like I was just like,
not propaganda. Honest, that boy them. Crazy,
bro. He was talking crazy in the life.
What was the book about?
Yeah, it was a fantasy book,
right? But definitely wasn't no propaganda.
That's propaganda.
No, he just wanted to argue. Right, he kicked out the pool.
Because that's what I'm saying. Like that. Yeah. That's that. That's what I'm saying. Like when people are unhappy, then right. they tend to do
the
shit,
stupid
stuff. Like
yep.
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Why don't he just go do some laps?
Because he was swimming.
Not in the
crazy.
Pool. I mean, just do some laps and run around the gym or something. He's frustrated. Or go.
Because that would have been too easy. He thought Buddy was an easy mark. That's what it was.
Nah, I wasn't even the easy mark. He was arguing with this young lady. He bumped into swimming. Like he was doing some type of backstroke. Mm-hmm. He wasn't swimming straight. So he backstroke to the other lane.
To
this lady. Yeah. And then he started like yelling and screaming at her. Lifeguard had to run over there and tell him, man, get out of here. We saw the whole thing what happened. You can't yell at her mm-hmm. and stuff. And because you, like, he was doing a backstroke and swam all the way over to her lane, bro. Like, man, it's crazy.
He went over the ropes? He went over the ropes?
Or under. One or the other.
Mm-hmm. Or under?
Yeah. Well, it's two lanes that's like, it's not a road between, but it's a pretty big line. It's like two lanes. Like if you can see, you can see the line down the middle.
Oh,
so everybody
I got you.
Have a pretty big spot. They do have ropes, but it's like two lanes, rope, two lanes, mm-hmm. rope, two lanes, rope, like that. But the lane got a lot of white line down the middle of the bottom of the pool. You know, everybody have about a good like 6-7 feet left or right for themselves. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So
What kind of fantasy were you reading?
Fantasy sci-fi books. Sci-fi.
Oh, propaganda! Yeah. So some alien. He's reading about aliens, and he's anti-alien.
It don't matter what you was reading; it ain't none of his business.
Propaganda.
That man could have been reading The Cat in the Hat. He would have called it propaganda.
Yeah, he wouldn't find anything. He just wanted to argue.
The Cat in the Hat is propaganda.
You could have been reading the Epic of Gilgamesh.
Right.
So we got what you was reading.
We got another exit NFL player right here. We talked about him a while ago. NFL lineman Chad Wheeler, he sentenced to nearly 7 years in prison after vicious beat down and attack on his then current girlfriend. Remember the girl that had
he threw the girl in the TV and she was hot until her father came.
I was telling Blaze, man, why they took him so long to sentence him, but at least he got sentenced, man. Because that was a while ago we talked about that.
That was at least a year and change ago.
2 years, yeah, about 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, bro, I was telling you that Dr., you know, from Run-DMC, the one that got killed.
Oh, Jam Master Dr. J.
Jam Master J. They only did the trial this year. It's 10 years ago the guy got killed.
More than that. Oh, man, Jam Master J got killed like 20 years ago. I think they caught the people 6 years ago.
And they just did the trial now. Yeah. They just did the trial now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Next, we have Cam Newton apologized for his role in the youth football scuffle. It's not a lot coming out. On the video, they said the guys walked up to Newton. They was in a wall of words. They were swinging on Newton. And he never swung. He just was pushing them off and pushing them like he was defending himself, but just pushing them away. And he talked about it on his podcast. He said he should have let words be words. He should have walked away when the words was words. He a role model for a younger generation, mm-hmm. and he felt like that's not the right thing to do, to be a role model and getting in the scuffle and getting in the wall of words with other people. It should let the words stay where it should be at.
Nah, because they wanted him. They wanted him to swing. They wanted him to swing so they could sue him.
They say he was the antagonist.
Yeah, they say he was the antagonist
in the situation.
And it seemed like him apologizing. You think it may lead to that? Like you assume he was?
Just because I feel he said I should have just walked away. He didn't say he did anything wrong. He didn't admit to doing anything physical to those dudes. So My bad. I'm sure his lawyers told him what to say, though, to make it right.
Okay. Gotcha.
But the thing about it is, I personally thought they were trying to, get in a fight with him.
But, we don't know what happened earlier in that day. We only saw what the camera started catching from that moment. But,
mm-hmm.
They basically say he's a jerk. And he's talking to people crazy, so...
And then these folks live in a fishbowl too, so everything they do is magnified. Because if that would have happened in regular life, that wouldn't have been no issue.
Right, and this would have been another altercation at a sporting event or whatever.
Right.
Okay. I'm glad nobody got hurt though.
Right. We about to go to He Went Crazy. So this is the crazy part right there. So. Celtics beat the Warriors by 52 points. So this is the third time this season that the Warriors have beat a team by 50 plus points in a single season. The Celtics have beat a team by 50 plus points in the NBA season, setting the NBA record.
Celtics a problem out here.
That means absolutely nothing. It means nothing. Absolutely. Most. That means nothing at all. You can still lose in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Ball, you a fool, bro.
Ball is right, bro,
but it's so funny. He said me absolutely nothing.
It doesn't. That regular season stuff is good for the regular season, but
you don't put fear in the hearts of nobody.
It doesn't mean they beat who they supposed to beat in the regular season. Right.
Right. So it means absolutely nothing.
It doesn't put fear in nobody's hearts.
Yeah, but 50 points is a lot of points to put down.
When the team line up to against them, they'll be like, man, I wonder if they can put 50 on us at any given time.
I don't think Milwaukee's shaking in their boots, nah.
Man, Milwaukee better be shaking their boots. They ain't been looking good with their since old boy got his homie.
That's because God don't like ugly, but that's a whole.
They definitely be shaking in their boots.
I don't think Jimmy Butler gonna play any different against them boys, right. No matter what they do.
I will say this, man. I said it at the time. I felt like them getting Drew Holiday was so mage, like,
and KP.
And KP second, yeah, because KP
and Derek White and Drew Holiday both made.
Well, Derek been there
all NBA.
Yeah, Derek been there though.
No, he ain't been there.
Derek, yeah, he was there last year.
He was there last year,
but he wasn't there before last. He came from San Antonio. I think
Cardo was more so talking about this about
the addition of Drew Holiday this year. I thought.
Well, Drew. Okay.
Yeah, I thought
that, KP.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought those moves were mage, man. Like,
I was like,
I'll take Drew Holiday over Marcus Smart any day of the week. Like,
yeah. Is he even playing? Where he at? I don't even know where that boy at.
Memphis.
Marcus Smart hurt. Yeah, Memphis. Yeah, he got hurt, came back, and got hurt again.
And then within like the same week, yeah.
Yep.
He might have played 2-3 games when he came back and he was out again.
Yeah,
but I'm not saying that Boston's not a good team or that they're not.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're saying. You're right. That really don't mean nothing in the big scheme where everybody's
still right. Just like that play-in tournament don't really mean nothing, you know? It don't mean nothing.
Okay. So we at the end of the podcast, man. Who's going to shut us down? Because I shut it down last week.
I'll shut us down if y'all want.
Okay.
First of all, thank you to Jamal for agreeing to come back and bless us. Appreciate you, big dog. Man,
thank you for having me.
No, you got to call him the champ. You got to call him the champ.
The champ is here.
I am. I'm here. I've been here for the past 2 hours. This is where I've been. If y'all looking for the champ, I'm right here.
That boy make house calls. you need a champ at your kid's birthday party.
He's a little like the mailman. Like I'm the champ.
Man.
No, I'm that's the champ.
I'm Jordan, I retired and came back. I'm the champ, man.
But, like Jordan wearing the 4-5. It ain't
not LeBron, but Jordan.
Ah, why you had to take a shot at me?
You gotta tell him. You reach out to us if you want to battle the champ and
right
in football,
in the
competitive fantasy.
Get your competitive juices up, man, and come battle the champ. I'm the champ. Sean's the champ. Blaze is the champ, I mean. And Cardo and Kim, they're still trying to get like us.
Nah, so. I'm still trying to beat the man, yeah.
The more competition, the better the season.
Man. I'm the Buffalo Bills. I made it to 3 championships.
I was almost the champ.
I'm the Buffalo Bills.
Honorable mention. Oh,
man. Not the 90s Bills.
I'm the 90s Bills, bro. I've been there 3 times and lost all 3 of them.
Now he the Jim Kelly of the situation.
Nah, that's unfortunate.
But y'all are champs too, because we appreciate y'all listening to us. And as usual, we give the people what they want.